Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We commit the day to you so that you can establish our thoughts to acknowledge you in every way. And Lord, you know I'm going fishing this morning, and I just thank you, Father God, that we are all fishers of men, so that whatever we're doing, Father God, we thank you that you are with us to lead us and help us to give the light, right line, and give the right bait, and the bait is the gospel, the good news of our salvation, Lord. So thank you for stirring us up again this morning, Father God, to hear you, be touched by you, and to take that into the day, and knowing that you're always with us, never leave us or forsake us. We appreciate that. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless this word now to us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious disciples. It's Ephesians chapter 4. And it's verses 20 to 21.
But this is not the way of life that Christ has unfolded within you. If you have really experienced the Anointed One and heard his truth, it will be seen in your life. For we know that the ultimate reality is embodied in Christ.
Hallelujah. I love that the ultimate embodiment of truth is found in Christ, and that's who we've come to, and that's why now we partake of walking in his shoes, doing the work he done, because we've been sent like him in the same way. And I love the example of Paul. I mean, Paul is one of the apostles that we are built on the foundation of the prophets, Jesus and the apostles. So the apostles are very important for us to see their understanding so that we can understand the greatness of this new and the better covenant. And yesterday we went through that what we are not, you know, all the caught up in darkness, being deceived, being vessels of unrighteousness. And we can relate to Paul. Paul came into this world, came from God. God had a plan for his life, but the devil deceived him. He became religious and he became a good sinner. He was zealous for what he believed. But then God met him. Hallelujah. Knocked him off his horse and then took him into the plan of God. So it was a walk together with the Father. And that's why the Bible tells us make disciples just like Paul. And lo, he's with us till the end of the age. So it's wonderful to know, you know, that the old ways have passed away. I love this TPT translation where it says that's not the way of life that Christ has unfolded within you. So there's this life of being in the flesh. And then as the words of Jesus, we need to be born again. And then Christ unfolds. The God quality of life comes to pass in our life. And just as Paul, we were all good sinners. Now we can be good saints. Yeah, he's with us. We listen to him. We're not in the kingdom of darkness now. We're in the kingdom of light. And so inspired by the Holy Spirit, not inspired by the flesh, we arise and we shine. And that's what it's all about. And we walk in the goodness that we are seen and hearing. And that is what we testify. And we are testify of knowing the Father, knowing the Son, and we testify of all the good things that are now available to us. And so we're running the race together with Jesus, extending the kingdom, being lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. I'm sending Romans 8, and there are many key points there. What we could not do, God done by sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh so that we can walk in the Spirit, that we can be powered by the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, and we can be led by the Spirit. His Spirit witnesses with our Spirit, so truth is opened up to us, and we stay in the boundaries of truth, and truth is reality, in the reality of walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Fellowship with the Father and Son, fellowship with disciples, and fellowship with the world out there. So be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful day. Amen.
Amen.